About Shir number 1492. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we are in the middle of talking about. We went through some various different cases that are not allowed. We're in the middle of our subject of Mimsei Chefsecha. We went through various cases that are not allowed. Now we are trying to go through some various cases that are very similar that are allowed. So just a chazer over what makes something allowed, what makes something not allowed in general in Mimsei Chefsecha, which is one of the categories of Divrei Kabbalah, which we've spoken about in reference to the Psukim. We'll try and get to maybe next the Isra of Vada B'Davar, what you could say on Shabbos, what you can't, which is very, very negale and mice. People sitting around the Shabbos table, you have it all the time, sitting around the Shabbos table. I had somebody ask me a while back, it was a barber that I once went to, and he said, "Oh, so whatever, they sit around the Shabbos table, sometimes somebody mentions it, not Lashon Hara, we're talking about regular, you know, run-of-the-mill type things, they talk about paying the bills, or talking about this, is this allowed, that allowed, how could I say it, could I say it?" So we'll see how, Bezras Hashem, how that works. We'll try and get to possibly Vadama Dover next. And like we said, also there's what things one could look at on Shabbos, as far as like reading, how that works. That's also another part of it also, which we'll see how that goes. But right now, just trying to finish off Mimsei Chefsecha. So Lamaisa, we went through the various different cases that are not allowed because it's recognizable, we said, and you have intent, right? I go to my construction site, I go to my field, I go to my whatever the case is, I go, there was a shipment delivered, my business, whatever. Again, I'm not going in, but it all looks like that's what I'm doing, and that's what my intent actually is, like right after Shabbos, I'll go wait by the bus stop, okay. So then we've been going through the last couple of shiurim, we've been going through how it works in reference to when it is allowed. If I'm missing one of the conditions, right? I need intent, I need recognizable. But if I could knock off recognizable, which is sometimes pretty easy, right? I want to go wait by a store to get there right after Shabbos. I want to go wait by a certain place or business or whatever the case is to get there right after Shabbos. But I'm not going there. I'll walk whatever, two blocks away. I'll be in the vicinity, if you want to call it. So if we could show that it's not recognizable, and even to the extent we spoke about last year, just a chazer over somebody, even if they want to wait by a bus stop, right, and they want to catch the bus, but they're not going to go there. They'll go a couple of blocks away, whatever, but all of a sudden it starts pouring rain, and punk, they happen to be in the area. The only place they can run is under the bus shelter, so we said that too would be okay, or window shopping and these type of things, because of the thing, it's something that people see, and they don't recognize it as you, and it's really going to do an issue. So just to go through a few different, a couple of more interesting cases, how he brings it down. He's in reference to this part of it, which we've been talking about, which would be allowed on Shabbos. One may walk towards a department store, he says, again, interesting, very interesting cases. One may walk towards a department store in order to be there in time for a sale, assuming that the person has credit or whatever the case might be, as long as he doesn't go inside of the store itself. Walking around the parking area or in any other area whereby it'll divulge his motives. In other words, people will see, this guy, there's a sale right after Shabbos, so I know he's waiting, he's going to go wait there, he's roaming around the parking lot, he's going to wait there online, whatever the case is. Or he doesn't divulge his motives by verbally expressing the manner of his presence. So that's an important thing also to keep in mind. Also, we're going through, like we said, from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilcha, so not exactly these cases, but he's bringing cases that are fairly similar. Again, the point being over here that the person is not in the vicinity, really, of the department store. That's what he said. That's how he mentions it, right? Again, we're not going into the department store, and he's not really so much in the vicinity. He's like, if you want to call again, a leisurely walk, and he's quite a distance away, a block away. I'm not giving an exact amount, whatever. But in other words, from where he's at, even though his intention might be possibly to go in there right after Shabbos, the person has credit or whatever the case might be, obviously he doesn't have anything on him, right? Let's say the person has, I don't have a credit card, I don't have money, I don't have whatever, so I have to have, I could just walk in there and get what I need, and people know me or whatever. Let's say it's a type of a store, people know me. I don't have anything, I can't carry these things on Shabbos, right? Even if there's an Erev, you can't carry your wallet, you know, you can't carry your credit card, so, but whatever, I'm in my Shabbos suit, it's a shine, fine, and it's a store that they know, and I'll walk in there, and I'll be able to get the first come, first serve type of a thing. So again, even though that might be my intention, the walking towards the department store in order to get there for the sale, right, in that case, as long as they don't go inside the store, obviously walk around the parking area, or these type of things, they're quite a bit distance away where nobody's going to really, and also the nobody's going to really recognize. Also, they, like we said, they don't divulge their motives. They don't say it. That's another isser of Bedaba Dover, which we mentioned previously. I'm not actually saying anything, right? If I go and say, well, I tell my friend, you know what, I'm going to that store because I want to buy or I have credit and I'm going to pick up this sale and this is what I'm doing that you're not allowed to do. That's the isser of Bedaba Dover. You're not allowed to say, even though you're not doing it itself, right? You're not allowed to say, even though you don't have your credit cards, you don't have your wallet, but I say it with my mouth. I am going into I'm going to wait in the block away, whatever, but right after Shabbos, I want to go into the store and, purchase this or purchase that with the credit I have or whatever the case may be. That you can't do. So that's a way of divulging the motives by verbally expressing the manner of the present. So again, but that's a different issue of a Dabar Dover. Now, okay. So if it's done in that way, so we said all those cases would be okay, because again, not recognizable in the cases we just discussed. One more quick thing. One may also stand under an overhang or canopy in front of the store in the same circumstances. Again, the same type of a thing. Let's say a case in time where there might be a sale over there, and they don't want to buy anything, but everybody knows that right after Shabbos, people are going to try and hop and go over there. But let's say the person's intentions is not actually going over there, to buy afterwards. But whatever, it's windy. It's again the same type of thing. It's raining. It says Kevan de Regilim Lama Yisham V'Loi Rak Kedei. So he's going on the other case. He brings in Ha'ara number 401. That's the Lama Tes Malachas. Again, it's not recognizable because it's a standard type of a thing. And even if the person possibly might want to, even again in the case we just explained, buy something after Shabbos with the credit they have or whatever, and again they're quite a bit of ways, but it starts raining again, they're just standing under the overhang or the canopy, and then again, because this is it looks to people, again it's not recognizable, it looks like to people that okay, he's there because it's raining. What do you want me to do? It's just like the case of the bus stop, right? I'm waiting under the shelter because it's raining. So that's why he's there. Who said he's there to go use his credit in the store or buy something right after Shabbos, you know? So these are all these cases. We'll try and finish up this subject next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.